Hello, everyone. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And again, this is another evening of divine healings from the light beings on the Creation Light Shift. And the Creation Light Shift is creation energy itself. It's the highest frequency of energy. This energy created everything in the light. And we're here to do some healings tonight. So we'll see if Sylvia is online there. Hello, Sylvia, my co-host. Are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and good evening, everyone. Thank you for being with us tonight. We have, like Ron said, a beautiful evening of healings here for you. And to get the ball rolling, we just want to mention that we are always you're always welcome to call in with your questions for Ron or requests. The numbers to call in are listed on the BBS homepage. And also, if you click on Creation Light Shift Healings on tonight's show, you'll see the phone numbers at the top as well. And just below the phone numbers in the little rectangular box, you'll see BBS Fast Chat. And if you prefer, you can easily use that to ask your questions or make your comments. It's a great way to do that, and it is very easy to do. You just click on that. And then put in your message and hit send. So it's very easy, and we'll keep our eye on that throughout the hour so that if you would like, you can give us your questions that way. And tonight we're going to talk about preparing ourselves for the ascension or the universal shift that's coming up, that we're actually in the process of happening right now. So to kind of lead into that, we'll talk a little bit more about what the Creation Light Shift is and what is this universal shift that's happening. Most of us know that something's happening. We can feel the energies changing. Maybe you feel like things are speeding up a bit, or there's a lot going on in your life right now and in the world. And we'll talk about the upcoming ascension and things that you can do to prepare for that. And of course, we'll have healings throughout the hour. And we'll be talking about this Saturday and the wonderful ascension and healing session that's going on. That's a once-a-month very special thing that Ron and the Creation Light Shift do on Saturdays. So we've got a lot to go over, a lot of healing, so we'll get right into it. So, Ron, would you like to, especially for the new people on the line tonight, talk a little bit more about the Creation Light Shift and this ascension that's happening?
Yes, the ascension very possibly could be 2012. The Light Shift doesn't tell me the exact date or time, but everybody knows that something is happening, and they can sense that the vibrations, we'll say, are changing. Time is kind of speeding up, and a lot of people, like in the last we'll say maybe 30 years, have sort of felt that something is happening now at this time, you know, in the year of 2000. So whenever the shift happens, when it's going to happen, what the light shift has shown me is that what happens every 2,000 years, because the light needs a way to keep track of its creations, is that it dematerializes everything that it's created in the light. This would be ourselves, our planet, the universe, instantaneously. Remember, we're a frequency, and the light ship holds the master frequency of everything that it created in the light. So it, in a sense, it just turns the power off, we'll say. And then everything that is in the light will still be connected to the light. And I'll use the term the darkness, the beings that are extraterrestrial, which means outside of our planet. These dark forces, if you want to use that terminology, the soulless beings, which are another creative source, not created by the light ship, not created by the light, that are here to attach to us, dark, drop away. And then we have another 2,000-year cycle, we'll say, and the same thing happens over again in 2,000 years. So the advantage now for us is to be able to take our physical bodies with us to a higher consciousness, and keeping our same life form that we have now, although it will be in perfect working order. So if you're older and maybe you've had some operations where you've had some of your internals taken away from you or maybe missing a finger or something like that, that will all be restored to you instantly. So it's up to you to do the work, and doing the work is to get into your body so you can do the ascension process. That's the main thing. The light ship does special attunements for this, making it easier for you to hold more light frequency. But the main thing is to get into your body, and that's the whole main thing why the light ship is here, is to try to help us out with this process. Any questions that you may have, Sylvia?
Let's see. Well, I think on the line of thought about what we can do as far as preparing ourselves for ascension, and you mentioned a couple things just now, and there's been a lot of talk and different radio shows and programs that deal with the subject of ascension. You'll hear people talk about DNA strands, and you'll hear people talk about activating your light body, shifts in consciousness, raising your vibration level or your frequency so that you can actually manage to make a shift from the third dynamic or third dimension reality to a higher dimension. So there's a lot of factors that seem to be involved, but you said the basic most important thing is to get into your body and basically having the spirit inhabit the body, because the spirit is the conduit for the divine to come through. So let's talk about and maybe do some healings to help people actually become more centered in their body and more connected to their own divine spirit and their own connection to the creation light ship.
Okay, so what we'll do first then is work on getting us more into our body. This I do on every show, so we're just going to release some entities from you. Remember, entities are just emotional bodies of people that have passed on. And they can also be other attachments to us. I don't like to get into those because some of those sound pretty negative, but we may have energy systems outside of our planetary energy here that are actually courting you. And this is one of the sessions that I do. It's a very special session, and this is done after you do a few of the sessions with me. But we're releasing now energies that are attached to your body. So I have a regular program that I do, which is here to help you. You can probably see that on the website here of BBS Radio. And the main thing is the emotional body. That's probably the most important that I can offer anyone, because that allows you to become more into your body. So here we go. We're just taking out entities now. Remember, if you're not home, who is? And because there's so many entities around, which are the emotional bodies of people who passed on, they need a host. They need to have energy to live on. They're an earth-based energy, but they live on your spirit energy in your body. And so they look for life forms that are walking here to attach to. So right now we're doing some clearing. So just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. You can't really help this healing as I do these processes here. The light ship is doing it all for you. So we're going to bring more of your spirit back into your body. And here we go. I'll count to 10, and the parts of you that have left that we can collect right now are going to come back to you. And they're naturally purified, so they can't come back in wholeness. So here we come. Just sit back, and on a count to 10, and you may feel yourself be reunited with the parts of you that left. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And again, we're going to release some more entities from people. There we go. And again, when you're in your body, you're going to have more psychic ability. Your third eye may work better. You use that intuitiveness to sample energies around you. If you're not in your body, you won't have a third eye opening typically. So you want to be in your body to become more, if you want to use the word spiritual, because you need to be there anyway. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. More of you is coming in, and do it over again here. Do some more clearing. And your people ask me all the time, well, can I get my third eye opened by the light ship? Or, you know, how do I do better healings on people? Well, the whole thing is that, you know, your spiritual advancement of yourself really can't be pushed or forced, okay? It's a process of you working on yourself. And the main thing is to get into your body, which will give you more awareness automatically. So this is about what I can tell people. The light ship, when you go up to the light ship for healings, they do physical healings on you. They don't work with your third eye. They do work with energy bodies around you, but it's mainly geared for physical healing so that you can incorporate more spiritual energy with your body. Okay, here we go. Coming back more into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here we go, and I'm just going to take you out momentarily and put you in properly. So we're going out, and now we're coming in the way you're supposed to be in your body. Now you're back in again. So people do what I call crash landings. You're out of your body doing something. Somehow your spirit left you, then all of a sudden you get startled, and then you do a slam dunk into your body, and the spirit will come in whatever way it can at that time to do a landing inside of you. And many times it can come in crooked. And once it kind of like burns that pathway in crooked, it will always normally come in crooked. So you want to have your spirit in your body properly so it'll integrate with you and do the healing that it needs to do. So I'll do another session here of healings. I'm going to do an emotional clearing for everyone. And this I do on almost every show too. I'm going to go back a few years. And this is the most important thing that you can do for yourself is to have this healing done. It heals your spirit of all past traumas in this lifetime. It heals your emotional body and your physical body of traumas. So if you're listening and you haven't had this done, I strongly recommend having it because this is such a great healing for you. So here we go. And when you get done with this healing now, which will take about a minute to do, look back on your life as something that bothered you in the last few years, and you're going to find that it's very, very distant to you. And this is the way the healing works. It takes you out of the trauma. The experience is never taken away because you're here to experience. But the traumas you don't want to have collected because they'll keep recycling over and over and over again. Remember, your body will kill itself to get well. This is why people die here. And so the emotional traumas are what get you. So here we go. This point in time, back to your last birthday. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And another year back. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Another year back. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. So they use the chakras just as an indication, so we have some kind of language in here. Clearing your chakras are only about 1% of what they actually do for you. So if you think you're going to try to go out and just have some practitioner do a chakra clearing for you to have this done, it will actually never happen. So what we're going to do now is another clearing. This is a mental body clearing. This is very helpful too. It's like defragmenting your home computer. So again, the same process. Right now, back to your last birthday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Another year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Another year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There. So you may feel a little more together mentally. You may have some of the mind chatter leaving you now if you have that problem. And you also have the ability to probably think quicker and faster. For myself, I don't have mind chatter. My mind's completely like turned off completely. I don't hear any thoughts or any voices talking to me. It's always dead until I need to make contact and use my mind. And I've been this way for a long, long time, you know, probably 20 years or so. So, anything else we can cover, Sylvia, about the ascension process that I have overlooked or anything?
Well, I think it's important to talk about the empowerment, you know, of a person as far as coming into their own spiritual power. As far as you know, the spirit goes, we went over this really quickly, and I'd like to dwell on it a little bit about how through trauma and through different things that have happened, pain and so forth, parts of the spirit, parts of our spirit can leave us, or they maybe get stuck in that trauma that happened a while back. Also, you've talked in the past about judgment, like when we judge critically other people or situations, that you know, our spirit will leave us because our spirit is connected to the divine, part of the divine, and it cannot come into judgment and that kind of thing. So with all these experiences that happen to us and parts of our spirit leaving us, it seems like we gradually get kind of smaller or weaker or less aware, less conscious of our own true spiritual nature, and kind of more stuck in whatever it is that we have going on the earth plane. So the healings that you do, like this emotional clearing and the mental clearing and that kind of thing, and what you were doing earlier when you were taking entities out of the body and then bringing back parts of the spirit and healing the spirit, can you tie that all together for us as far as how it works to get us fully back in the present, in the now, and not having all these bits of our spirit scattered across the universe or stuck in past trauma?
Yes, what you have is when you're first born, you're whole and complete. You're completely in your body. And then when you get spanked, we'll say, or you had birth trauma, at that point in time, part of you starts to leave because your spirit only works with love energy. It's this very high vibration of non-judgmental energy. And anything that is not of that, it doesn't resonate to. And then it will get, in a sense, kind of like shocked out of your body. It doesn't handle physical pain. So you can tell if you're in your body by looking at your eyes. If your eyes are pretty sparkly, then you're in your body. Or just check a friend of yours. If the eyes are dull and lifeless looking, then that person or yourself is not in your body. And I would say people can function halfway decently, but not really well at about 10%. Below 10%, you're kind of lost. If you look at some of the photographs of people who are probably in jail / in prison with their photographs that you may see viewed on TV at times, their eyes are normally always glossed over, and there's nobody home in that body, which means that the spirit left and something else took over. And typically, or many, many spirits, could be a million of them took over the body. The person could be sort of like, in a sense, possessed. But basically, who they used to be or who they are not right now because their spirit left them. Remember, your spirit has all your psychic information, and the entities just want to play with the body. They're like the marionette with the puppet, and the physical body is the puppet, and it'll do different things because it'll respond and still live, and the emotions will come in. These extra bodies that are floating around the earth plane will come in and take you off your spiritual path, which is basically what your spirit wanted to do when it came to you upon birth. Before your birth, your spirit checked with the DNA of your parents and kind of figured out what it would like to do. And at that point in time, your spirit decided to come into you to express the creativity that your body has in store for it for this lifetime. So it chose you and it's there with you. So the unfortunate thing is that if you're out of your body, you're not going to be able to continue on with your spiritual path. And you get sidetracked quite often. And you may lose your memory of what you're doing. When an entity comes in, all of a sudden the entity will take over your whole body. It's like a marionette would be of a puppet. Or you're like remote controlled in a sense. And you do strange things. This is why people who probably go out to parties and they come back the next day and their friends say, "Boy, do you know what you did last night?" And you go, "Well, man, what did I do?" And they go, "Oh, man, you did this, that, and the other." And you go, "God, I didn't do that." And they go, "Well, yes, you did." So anyway, you want to be in your body, and you're responsible for having your spirit with you. So you have to actually, you know, keep vigilance on yourself being in your body. Nothing else can do it for you. It's up to you. This is your responsibility. and like I said, at Ascension time, which could be, say, in a year from now, or it could be, say, 2012. It could be later than that, but most people don't really know what that's going to be like. They hear about it, and they're waiting for the very last day to do a prayer to get for the Ascension process or something, and it takes work. You have to work to get into your body again. So this is the main thing that Jesus taught. He was here to have people get into their bodies. Unfortunately, the dark side took him out. The Galactic Federation that is here to protect us from invaders of people from other planets, we'll say. I'll use the word extraterrestrials. They came in and decided to play around with us, so we're more unconscious than what we should be. And so, unfortunately, like I said, the Federation chose to take us off our spiritual path for their own particular reasons. And now it's up to you to get back into the swing of things, to get into your body. It's very, very important for you. And that's the Ascension process, is to leave here. And Jesus' lifetime was cut short about 18 years. He's supposed to do his spiritual teachings from the light ship that you go up to when I take people up there for healings. And he did his miracle healings from the light ship also. So this is what created you, and this is here to help you. So the whole thing with Ascension is to get into your body. That's the main thing. And how you do that is up to you. But you should be doing this daily, maybe 3-4 times a day, calling your spirit back to you so you can have this beautiful energy with you. So we're going to do another healing here. And this is some people aren't or don't relate to their emotions, but they do relate to feelings. So I'll do a feeling body healing here. So here we go. Feeling body, same way as before. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next to your back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next to your back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And next to your back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay. So you should feel a difference now. If you're a feeling person, you should feel a little calmer. And again, look upon an incident that happened to you in the last maybe 3 years to now. And it should be very distant to you. And by having a distant, this means that your spirit now can come back into you more fully and be able to relate to your body and to have communication with you. So this is very important to actually walk with your spirit, know your spirit. And, you know, I ask people off and on, have you ever talked to your spirit? And they look at me like I'm crazy because they don't even know what that is. They just think that the spirit's in their mind. And your spirit's inside of your heart. And so if you're fortunate enough to go to your heart, if you've done this in the past, then you know what it's like to be still, to have that peace and tranquility, and to have your complete spiritual guidance with you. This is where you should be continuously every minute of your life. Unfortunately, it's hard to do here, but this is where you want to be so that you're completely connected to your divinity. Otherwise, you're just walking around life just like having entities in you, which we all have. And the entities will rule your life, and your spirit's, you know, that real small voice. You know, I like the song of, Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. One of the phrases is your shadow taller than your soul? And then, that means quite a bit. And most people, it is. So any other questions we can talk about, Sylvia?
Well, when you mentioned the shadow versus the soul, what comes to mind for me is definitely the ego and how we kind of get caught up in that. And that sort of seems to lead to duality and judgment and kind of the opposite of, you know, the spirit and the divine looking out and being in the now and seeing things through the eyes of love. So, again, that ties back to being with your spirit. And I think last week or a couple of weeks ago, the light ship did this very beautiful kind of healing experience for us on the radio where they returned us to that time when we were born so we could feel what it was like to kind of be 100% there, and compare that to how it is that we normally feel now day to day if we're not fully with ourselves. And maybe we could do that tonight just to give people that experience.
That's nice. That's the time of innocence here. So it's probably the only time that we've actually been in our body completely 100%. So, yeah, we'll do that. So here we go. And also, a lot of people who I see, they go, man, I wish I was out of here, you know, but they don't know what that means, you know. They have to be in their bodies to get out of here. This is your chance. This happens every 2,000 years, and it did not happen last time. And so, you know, the body's carrying a density of 4,000 years of judgment in it. So, yeah, if you choose to get out of here, you know, with your body, then, you know, you have to do the ascension. Otherwise, you just go on with your spirit like you normally would do hypothetically. I use hypothetically because most people are locked here, landlocked here for thousands and thousands of years, but elsewhere on other planets, you're able to leave after each lifetime. So the main thing is, if you would love to take your body with you, if you love your body enough, this life form, this life organism, to go to a higher consciousness with remembering this lifetime, you won't have the traumas, but you could talk about the beauty of it, of living here, you know, sitting around being like a storyteller. This is your chance. You know, if you don't choose to do that, that's fine too, because your spirit will go on and you won't have any remembrance of this earth existence typically, because you start losing that ability once you leave and your spirit gets deprogrammed and you end up going back into love energy, so you don't remember the way it used to be. So this is a gift that you can give your body. And everybody on the planet loves this. You know, look at a mirror and just ask your body if it would like to leave here with full consciousness. I'm sure that it would say yes. So here we go. We're going to do a light ship healing here. This is from the light ship. And this will work on the archives. So they're going to bring down this special energy around you. And we're going to bring in your past, your spirit energy upon your birthing process. So it'll be after you're here. It's like when you're a baby born with this beautiful love energy. There'll be no traumas involved in it. So if you had a bad birth, don't worry about it. This is going to be your complete spirit energy after you're born, so you can feel what it's like to be fully in your body. So they're getting ready for this process here. This takes many, many light beings to be working with you at this time. And they're ready now. So on the count of 10, and at 10 you're going to be fully 100% in your body momentarily, and you're going to have the experience of being like born, being a baby, and you can feel this beautiful energy and the radiance around you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Now you should feel this beautiful energy around you. This is how you felt when you were a baby, with your full spirit with you, integrated with your body. And how does that feel for you, Sylvia?
Well, it actually feels very, very comforting and very good. I think when you're with your spirit, it's just you feel like you're at home and you feel at peace and you feel tranquil, and it's just a great, great feeling.
Okay, so we'll just sit with this for about a minute or two. The light ship can hold this energy for us here. But remember, it's up to you to hold the energy, to keep it. And it's up to you to release energies out of you that are preventing this from happening. And the main thing is the judgment energy that you're hanging on to from this lifetime. And there's also past lives, and there's prior lives elsewhere on other planets. But the main thing is this lifetime. This is what you're working with right now.
So to kind of recap what we've talked about so far, it is our own individual responsibility to work on ourselves, to work on inviting our spirit into our hearts every day and walking with our spirit, talking with our spirit, and then we can work with the light ship to take care of those past densities and other things that have, you know, gotten us in the position that we're in now, and clear the way so that we can be fully in the now and fully in our bodies and have our spirits healed and our bodies healed. And it's kind of a process, it seems like when they do a healing like this, of remembering, you know, waking up and remembering what it's like to be with our spirit, and then being aware of that every day as we go through our lives and working on ourselves in that way, whether it's, you know, just before you go to work or when you're going to be with your loved ones or whatever you're doing to remember and to bring yourself back in like that.
Yes, so it's very nice to be in your body. And remember that not everybody incarnates here at the same time. And you do have here a soul family. So but what happens with some of the energies, people, you know, ask how come there's more people here now than there was, you know, years and years ago, even 2,000 years ago. And what about these energies being landlocked? Well, remember, there's many spirits that have come here, spirit fragments, and these spirits don't always incarnate, but they are with your soul family. And so what happens is that at the end of each cycle, all these spirits that have been here are now choosing to incarnate for the ascension process. And there's also very, very few spirits that come here from outside of the earth plane to help in this process too. And so that's kind of some concerns with some people, or they're curious on why there's more people here now on the planet than there was, you know, 100 years ago or so. And it's just because we do have some helpers coming, very, very few of them. And then we also have, because there are spirits that want to experience the ascension process. And the ascension process, again, is taking your body with you. And so they need to choose a life form to be in. But most of us here, I won't say myself, because this is my first lifetime in 3,000 years, but for most people, they've been here for typically at least 10,000 years to maybe as far as over 50,000 years. And that's a lot of lifetimes. And so as you're landlocked here, you start losing your spiritual identity because the dark side doesn't want you to understand, you know, why you're here. So they create things that mimic spiritual light ship's energy. So on the light ship, when you're first created, you go to a home base energy, and you're created to be a life form, a spirit that is choosing to go to different planets, different universes to experience the divine energies in creation. And so that's what you're created for. So that's kind of what your job is, in a sense, is to do this. And when you got here, you somehow had a one-way bus ticket without really knowing that, and then you got stuck here. And what they offered you for the earthly experience, mimicking your true home base energy, they created what you might call here a soul family. People ask about having their soulmates with them, or they want a soulmate relationship. So that's only on the earth plane here, so that kind of mimics the home base energy, which you'd go to after each lifetime. Although, in the home base energy, then you're free to go to any planet you wish to go to. Here, it's just going back to Earth. So that's kind of what happens to people. They get trapped here quite a bit, and that's, in fact, almost everybody here has been trapped here. That's why people have such long remembrances sometimes of past lives, and that shouldn't really even exist. You should just have one lifetime here and leave. That's why the ascension process is happening every 2,000 years, to free you from these dark energies.
Well, that's one of the beautiful gifts of the creation light ship that they've given us in the last few years. Maybe you can talk about that for just a moment. about how they've pretty much put an end to that whole, you know, reincarnation and karma thing that's been going on here for so long.
Yeah, so the light ship came, there's only one creation light ship, and so it came here a little bit over 2 years ago, and it abolished the reincarnation process. So anybody who were to die, like from yesterday, we'll say, or right now, back to 2 years ago, we'll say, they're out of here. They're no longer forced to come back to the earth plane. And so, you know, if you go to a practitioner and they start talking about your past lives and stuff, or that you have bad karma and you need to do something for the future lifetime or something like that, it does not exist. Don't waste your time and your energy and your money, because once you pass on here, you're leaving. And that started about 2 years ago from last February. And so we're able now to leave. But it's the key is to, do you want to take your body with you? So that's the main thing. And, you know, like I said, do you love your body enough to have it do this process? So we're going to do another healing here. Like I said, this show is about healing. So what we're going to do is, and I had some comments on this from the last show. So we're going to have your spirit come into different parts of your body. People loved having this done. So we're going to have your spirit come more fully present into your hands. And then we'll go to your feet after that. So if you have any kind of skin condition, or maybe your joints are kind of stiff and sore, your spirit now is coming to them, and it'll help do some healing with you. So just kind of sit back, and we're going to have your spirit now come into your hands and do some healing. We'll bring in some divine energy here. We'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And she'll come into your room where you are. Normally she'll come into the ceiling and come in like a fog energy, kind of swirl around, and you may have a visual sighting of her. You might feel her energy. You might see colors in your room. So everybody has their own personal experience. So here she comes. So stronger. She's coming from the light ship. This is her first incarnation energy. And she resides on the light ship. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So you should feel Mother Mary around you. She's going to help do some healing work on your hands. So again, this is a personal experience just for you. And you might feel your hands tingle. They might buzz. They might get warm. And so we're showing you what your spirit can do for you as far as healing. Remember, your spirit works with love energy. This is what it is. And it's now working with your hands, working with light energy to help in the healing process. So request your healings now inside of your head. Remember, the light only works in the present now. And in 10 seconds from now, that's a brand new now. And so if you don't have the results that you're looking for, then request it again. And we're now going to do the same process with your feet and ankles. So again, we're going to ask your spirit, this you can do yourself, to go into these areas. So we're going to ask your spirit now to go down to your ankles and your feet and to do some healing there. And you can also request this inside of your head. And again, we'll just strengthen Mother Mary's energy here. We'll bring in the energy also of Saint Bernadette. If you haven't done a Google search on her, I would recommend doing that. She's very, very beautiful. So here she comes. And she worked with Mother Mary in Lourdes, France, with this healing water. So here comes Saint Bernadette, too, to help you with healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There, and again, you should possibly feel your feet maybe tingling, maybe buzzing. You might feel warmth. You may feel some aches and pains, you know, leave your feet and leave your hands if you have any. Remember, your spirit's the conduit for healing. And when you request healings, you want to do it more than one time, because the divine, this light energy that created you, only works in the now. Anything that is not in the now is the illusion, is the matrix that we're caught up in of thoughts. And so the now is actually where you are. This is where your, in a sense, your spiritual protection would be. And it's where healing takes place. And when you're in the now, time stops. This is why sometimes you start doing something and you look at the clock and you go, oh my God, you know, 3 hours went by. What happened? Well, you're in the now with your spirit. It was working in you and through you. This is why I say, you know your spirit, you know. Talk to your spirit. Have it communicate with you. This is what you're supposed to be doing here, is to allow your spirit to have the experience of your physical body, and it works through your creativity. So how's your hands and feet feeling, Sylvia?
Oh, wonderful. I just felt a lot of energy and very soothing, and it just feels great. And like you said, when you're doing things in the now and with your spirit, like every time we do something with the Creation Light Ship, it just seems to be over in a second. Time just goes by, and it never seems to drag for me. And I wanted to mention
we've been on the air for probably about 45 minutes. And if you're listening, you're going to go, wow, you know, it feels like about 5 minutes went by. You're in the now right now, and they're working with you. And when you're in the now, you very seldom ever get tired. You can go on for a long time. So what we're going to do now is we're going to bring in some of the masters here for you to experience. And we're going to bring in the energy of Jesus. And you can communicate with him in your thoughts. But what we're first going to do, I need to connect you into your heart center. So we're going to have a light ship do this for you. So this we do on every show too, just about. So think of your mind, your waking consciousness, your ego, whatever word you want to use there, your thoughts that you have. We're going to bring that from your head. We'll say that the head is your 10th floor and your heart is the first floor. And you need to be in your heart to have this wonderful spiritual experience here, to commune with your spirit. So we're going to drop you down. So just think of an elevator. And you see, most people who've been in elevators, they see like a little triangle pointing downwards. You can kind of watch it go click, 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 click down as I say the numbers, if you like. And you're going to find yourself in your heart center. And this is where your thoughts should come out of. So here we go. We're going to be dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And I always go fast with what I'm doing. You don't need to concentrate too much, because it happens in the now. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And I'll go slow this time for some people who want to experience your own conscious dropping down into your heart. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. And I'll do it a little faster here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So now when you start to think, you should actually feel your thoughts in your heart center. This is the way that you can have the ego merge and surrender to your spirit. You can walk hand in hand, you know, with your spirit and have your spiritual guidance instantly. Your spiritual guidance will never come into your head, although some people think that that's where it is. They'll get guidance that way, and that really isn't your spiritual guidance. It could be an entity talking to you. So, again, just stay in your heart center. We're going to come down one more time here. Make sure you're locked in very nicely, and you're going to feel that you're kind of out of time a little bit, and you're going to feel like you're really, really centered in your body, and that you're like a complete unit now, that you feel secure. So here we go. Down again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So this is where you want to be, where you want to live your life and have this wonderful experience. And your spirit is what's there to heal you. And so you should have the mind chatter being dissipated now. And just kind of sit back and relax. Feel the presence of your spirit. And this is what's going to help your body do the ascension. This is where you want to be. And you want to be fully in your body.
We've had some wonderful messages from Don, who's on the fast chat with us tonight. And recently, Ron shared with us a process that we can all use during our day to help us become more present and increase our own life force energy. And Don has shared with us on the fast chat that he's been using that exercise and that it's really seemed to help. And he says that for him, it seems to enable him to be more full of spirit. And also kind of put more of a protective barrier around him. So that's really wonderful. For those that haven't heard about this yet, Ron, can you explain a little bit how to do this exercise?
Yes. What you want to do is you could write this down if you have a piece of paper in front of you. It's very simple. The words are, I now increase my life force energy. And that is, I now increase my life force energy. And what you want to do is kind of put your hands together like you're going to do like a prayer, the old-fashioned type of prayer, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, just put your hands in front of you and pull them apart a little ways and then come in again maybe between a foot and a half. And come back in slowly. You're going to feel this invisible ball tension, okay? And for most people, it's probably going to be at least 2 inches to maybe a foot, although you may be charged up more now since we're doing these exercises. And once you feel that invisible ball tension, just kind of take a mental note on where your hands are, and then move your hands out about another, say, foot or two further, and then say out loud, because you want to work with your physical body, not your mental. You say out loud, I now increase my life force energy. So let's all say it right now. I now increase my life force energy. Now move your hands together. And you're going to find that all of a sudden, your hands are further apart. There's more pressure between the palm of your hands. And again, now move your hands out further. And say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And come in again. And you're going to find that now there's more spring tension on your hands. We'll do it one more time. I now increase my life force energy. And we'll say it again. I now increase my life force energy. Again, move your hands further apart and come in again. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And you should be probably, your hands should be straight out, parallel to the ground, and it'd be like they're actually, like if you were to back yourself against a wall and your hands can't go back any further, that's where they should be. And if you say this about 20 times, you're going to be very, very charged up, and this will help to invoke your spirit into your body. And this life force energy is what your spirit is. It's the energy that sustains life with you. So the more you do it, the better off you're going to be. If you can do it 4 or 5 times a day for a week, then you probably won't have to say that the saying, you know, that I now increase my life force energy, because your body will already be programmed to bring in the energy. and we only have about 5 minutes left here. So I was going to bring in some other energies, but by doing this, it'll help you out immensely. It'll change the energy around you. You won't have psychic cords typically attaching to you. And if you do any healing work, you want to be at least body width or more. You know, don't ever do healing work or land enhanced healing or massage work if you're body width or less. You'll start taking on the person's illnesses, their aches and pains, etc. So what I want to do now is, since you're in your heart center and you're full of energy, your body should be buzzing. And if you're doing it now as I'm talking, you probably have done it maybe 20 times so far, you should feel very, very high. If you do it 100 times, you're going to be amazed at how it is. So what we're going to do now is bring in some master energies here. We're going to bring in the energy of Jesus here. So here he comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And so what I tell people to do, if they're ever going to connect to anything or do any type of healing work with someone or to get guidance, you always want to go through your spirit first. And so what I'd like you to do now is to connect to your spirit and your heart center and now communicate or connect to Jesus, since we brought the energy in. And it'll be a much better connection for you. It'll be very pure. And your spirit will never allow anything to come into you that is not of the divine. The divine meaning the white light, the light energy. Because it'll only allow its own kind to come to you. So if someone is bringing in an energy that is not of the light, you mentally might think that it's good for you, but it may not be. It may not be the light that you are expecting. So always go to your spirit before you do any type of anything at all, and then have your spirit go from there. So have your spirit connect to Jesus, and you can ask for healings here. And the exercise, doing your life force energy, if you do it 100 times, you're going to feel very, very high. You're going to feel very plugged in spiritually. That's what Don says here on the fast chat here. And it's like Nancy Sue also has been doing this here. And it's just a wonderful exercise, very, very simple. And we're going to bring in another energy. We got about a couple minutes to go here. And what I will say, if you wish to have some wonderful light shift healings, I'm doing a session this Saturday. It's the cost out of $60. It starts at 1 o'clock my time, California time. And it's a four-hour light shift healing, so connect with me and I can give you the PIN number to call on. It's a wonderful experience. So we're going to bring in the energy of Saint Germain from the Creation Light Ship, and he'll be with you for the next show too. We have Troika Saint Germain coming on next year, so we'll leave Saint Germain in here for you so she can have this beautiful energy too. And you can just stay online and hear another program here. So here comes Saint Germain. So stronger, 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 stronger. Always wonderful. That beautiful violet energy is coming in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Yeah, he's really amped up. So anyway, it's about time for us to close here. So you can connect with me. My phone number is on the website here, and my email. And if you can come on my Saturday call, it'll be wonderful. It's we do water charging. We do 7 gallons of water. So you have water for each following day after this Ascension Preparation Program. And it's just wonderful. So I'll just sign off right now. So thank you for being with us. and blessings to all of you.
Thank you, everyone. Blessings to all, and we'll be with you again Friday evening if you'd like to come on at 9:30 on the late night. And, yes, we talked all about ascension preparation tonight, and one of the best things you can possibly do for that is to connect up with Ron and come on the Saturday call with us. So we'd love to have you there. Thank you for being with us, and good night. Love to all.
Yep. Blessings to all of you. Good night.